All right, ladies and gentlemen, so this is a live presentation from me, Aaron Fragnito. We're also live on my Facebook here, and we'll put this out on our YouTube channel later on and maybe create a podcast out of it as well. And I see more people jumping on here. Always good to see. We have a nice turnout here this evening. What I'll be talking about for about 30 minutes is an update on our projects here at People's Capital Group and how we are renovating apartment buildings right here in New Jersey and selecting qualified investors to participate in these apartment buildings so that they can get the benefits of owning real estate, such as cash flow, tax depreciation, and big payouts upon the refinance called liquidity events. All the benefits of owning real estate without having to do the hard work behind the scenes, the day-to-day operations and all the responsibilities of a landlord, like signing for the mortgage and looking at hundreds of deals to find a good one and operating the building day in and day out to make it a performing asset. So that's what we do here at People's Capital Group, and we select qualified investors to participate alongside with us in these buildings as passive investors. And we're going to break into that tonight. We're going to explain how those projects are going and how investors benefit from these investments. So tonight's agenda is, first, we're going to talk a little bit about People's Capital Group and our goals here, our vision, and why we started this company to begin with. We'll break into a few properties we're working on here, one of our many syndications. We'll talk about a property on Summer Street in Paterson, New Jersey, another one on 9th Street in Passaic, New Jersey. Those two were completed projects, both refinanced ahead of target. We'll talk about 105 Marion Street in Paterson, New Jersey, a nice 25-unit property there and how that's progressing. A nice 27-unit in Rahway, New Jersey as well. And we'll talk about the building we just bought in Bayonne, New Jersey here. A nice 21-unit property there. Now, if anyone has any questions as we go along, feel free to type them in the Q&A or the chat. I'm going to answer all questions at the end of the presentation here. At People's Capital Group, we help you invest in real estate. Build your wealth by owning professionally managed apartment buildings in the Northern New Jersey market. We want to show you how owning real estate is attainable, even for the busy professionals that don't have the time or experience investing in real estate. Now, we only work with select people who are serious about building wealth. So find out if you qualify at peoplescapitalgroup.com. We'll talk about the process to wrap up here and how investors can qualify as well to get started with People's Capital Group. A quick disclaimer, of course, this is not a solicitation for funds, tax advice, or legal advice. We're just going to break into the projects we're completing here at People's Capital Group right now throughout New Jersey with qualified investors. All right, so let's get into it here. So here's why we created People's Capital Group. See, there is a problem. Many people want to invest and build wealth in real estate, but do not have the time or experience to invest. See, when I got started in real estate about 13 years ago, I went to a guru course, right? And this guru told me, just buy real estate, sit back, and collect your cash flow checks. And I said, that sounds pretty nice. I'll sign up for that. So I was a realtor. I was working hard. I was making commissions. I went out and I bought myself a nice five-family property near Rutgers University in Newark, New Jersey. One of the greatest investments I've ever made to this day. And I rented out the units to TRA tenants, and I sat back and collected the rent. Well, 6 months into that, I realized TRA tenants, temporary rental assistance, means it's only good for 6 months. And those tenants have to either get a job or go to school within those 6 months to continue getting rental assistance. What I found was that 4 out of 5 of these tenants did not get a job or go to school, and they lost their rental assistance. So I was stuck with a building with 4 out of 5 tenants not paying rent and now having to figure out eviction court in New Jersey for the first time. So that was exciting, quite a learning curve. What I realized was that buying real estate, putting your feet up and collecting the rent checks is a false statement. It's not reality. Owning real estate is management intensive. So what I did was I hired a management company. This management company promised me the world. Then they really underdelivered. And I felt disappointed with my building and my performance. And in time, I developed my own management company with Seth Martinez here, my business partner. And we've scaled up to 150 units from there. So I've learned through the years that actually owning real estate is not passive income. And it's quite the opposite. It's active income. You got to deal with tenants and toilets to make sure those rent checks are coming in. And if you lease to the wrong tenants or hire the wrong management company or just buy the building the wrong way and manage the wrong way, you're not going to have a cash flow machine like you thought you would on your spreadsheet. So we developed a real estate syndication, and that allows people to invest in real estate without doing all the heavy lifting behind the scenes, reviewing 400 bad deals to bring our investors one well-vetted opportunity, signing for the mortgage to get good rates and terms and closing costs and personally guaranteeing that debt so our investors don't have to, managing the building with our management company day in and day out, making sure we're renovating the units to code, leasing them up for top dollar, improving the income on the building, and making it a nice place to live so it's worth more money and earns a higher income, and we can do a cash out refinance down the road for our investors. All these different motions, all these different challenges in buying mismanaged apartment buildings, renovating them, repositioning them, and making them cash flowing assets that can then be refinanced and harvest that equity growth tax free. To do all these things is many moving pieces and many years of experience, and of course, a good staff under us as well. So the solution is to develop a company where people can invest passively in apartment buildings, get all the benefits of owning real estate, cash flow, tax write-offs, equity growth, but not have to run around and deal with all the shenanigans of being a landlord day in and day out that I'm far too familiar with. And if you own real estate, you're probably familiar with tenants and toilets as well, and realize the value of a passive investment. If you own some real estate and you're not tired of tenants and toilets, just keep buying income real estate and you'll eventually get tired of tenants and toilets. And that's where I found myself. So that's why we developed People's Capital Group here. And Seth Martinez, my business partner, and I started in 2013 People's Capital Group. We are a New Jersey-based real estate investment company. Our mission is to help people invest and build their wealth in real estate. So here at People's Capital Group, we work with over 100 people that invest with us. We've done more than 300 real estate transactions together, Seth and I. We're about $26 million in assets under management, about 22 buildings throughout New Jersey, about 150 rental units as well. And so we have in-house property management, and we focus on building strong relationships with our investors. See, with our in-house property management company, we can manage our assets very closely, make sure our renovations are on budget and on schedule, which we'll talk about tonight, make sure we're leasing to the right tenants for top dollar, which again, we'll talk about tonight, and to make sure we execute that refinance successfully to give a big liquidity event to our investors. So that in-house property management company is a key asset in this whole strategy of repositioning apartment buildings throughout New Jersey. But we really build our business on relationships. See, people invest in real estate and People's Capital Group and real estate syndications in general based on the operators. I always tell investors, you could do well in real estate in Texas or Florida or New Jersey or New York. It really doesn't matter. You could do well in warehouses or, you know, storefronts or Airbnbs or apartment buildings. At the end of the day, it's all about the management, the operators. Sure, you want to buy for the right price. Yes, you want to be in high demand markets. Of course, you want to buy a property with value add opportunity. And we'll talk more about that in this presentation. But it's really about working with the right operators who have the right infrastructure in place. If you have the right infrastructure in place with the right operators, it's really incredible what you can do with real estate investments, buying mismanaged buildings for good prices, renovating them, leasing them up for top dollar, harvesting that equity growth with a cash out refinance every 3 to 5 years. It's a great strategy that we've executed for many years, over a decade here in New Jersey. And the conclusion is limitations on investing in real estate are now lifted for qualified investors. See me 13 years ago buying that five family, leasing it up to a bunch of TRA tenants that weren't going to be able to pay their rent just 6 months later, I learned that there are limitations on investing in real estate. Doing it all yourself is really not a good option. You might get to a few units, be able to handle it, but eventually around 12 to 15 units, most people burn out and realize the value of real estate investing is actually having other people who are experienced in it deal with tenants and toilets, and the investors get all the benefits of owning real estate without having to do all the operations behind the scenes. So that's why we created People's Capital Group, to help people invest in real estate successfully, meaning we hit the targets on our goals. We do as we plan here. We perform as planned. And that is the goal here at any type of real estate investment, especially People's Capital Group, and especially with the properties we purchase here in New Jersey. So let's go over Seth and I here. I focus on investor relations. There's me on the left, Aaron Fregnito. I do weekly podcasts, monthly webinars, monthly networking events. We do them on the third Tuesday of the month in Somerset, New Jersey at the Jersey Cyclone Brewery there. Seth and I have completed over 300 transactions together. I'm a well-known in the local real estate industry here, a host of the Passive Cashflow podcast, host of New Jersey Real Estate Network with over 4,200 members in it. Maybe you found us there. Maybe you listened to our podcast. That's how you found us as well. I also wrote and taught a course called Real Estate Entrepreneurship at Rowan University. Very cool experience there. Just did that last year. Seth Martinez manages strategies and operations, 20 years as an entrepreneur in the healthcare and real estate industries. And he started in real estate in 2011. Seth is a full-time real estate investor with $25 million real estate portfolio we share together. So he sold a medical billing company in 2009 and transitioned into real estate at that time. I also got started around the same time. And we helped more than 100 people invest in real estate to date. So let's get into some projects here. Of course, that is the goal of this presentation here, to break into current projects People's Capital Group is working on with select qualified investors that are participating in these projects. So I'm going to explain to you these types of buildings we buy, how we renovate them, why we purchase them, the whole value add strategy, and of course, the target returns and the achieved returns investors have earned on these properties. So here's 463-465 Summer Street in Paterson, New Jersey. Nice mixed-use building. It's got a storefront on the first floor with 10 apartments above it. So a bit of a smaller building. We only purchased 20 units or bigger now, but this was a great building here, a great example of us under-promising and over-delivering here for our investors. So the rents were 30% below market value at the time of purchase. Okay? That's a key factor there. Rents were 30% below market value at the time of purchase. That means we were able to buy the property, renovate units, lease them up for top dollar, increase that rent roll up to fair market value, renegotiate existing leases with existing tenants and renovate their units slightly as well to bring those rents up also. And the units have all been repositioned ahead of schedule. See, when we first approached our investors about this, we said, you know what? It's going to take 3 to 5 years to do all these renovations to the unit, you know, remove non-cooperative tenants or low-paying tenants, renovate the units, lease them up for top dollar, find out more ways to make income on the property. All these different things are going to take about 3 to 5 years. That's normally what we target for our investors. We normally target on a pro forma 3 to 5 years. We completed this refinance in 2 years. We got about 50% of our investors' capital back in 2 years on this investment. That achieved target returns about 2 times greater than initial targets. So we achieved real returns about 2 times greater than our initial targets on this asset here. And that pans out to about a 24% annualized cash on cash return. Now at the refinance, the investors have 2 options. They can exit, take back their initial investment, keep the funds earned from refinance, keep the funds earned from cash flow, take back their entire initial investment, and exit the LLC. In that case, they'd have to pay capital gains tax on their earnings. So about 90% of our investors opt to stay invested in the property, keep their principal invested, keep earning quarterly cash flow checks, keep earning a large lump sum, about 50% of their initial investment on each refinance every 3 to 5 years. And of course, the refinance does not dilute their shares. So if you invest, say, $100,000 in an opportunity like this, you'd expect about $2,000 a year or so in cash flow, about 2% a year in so cash flow on these properties. Cash flow is kind of light on North Jersey real estate. But then you'd expect about a 50% cash on cash return at the refinance every 3 to 5 years. So that's the main liquidity event. That's where 80 to 90% of our investors' return on investment is realized at that refinance. Now, the reason that's a good thing is because when you refinance an asset, that big lump sum payout is tax-free. Now, if you exit the investment, take back your initial principal investment and exit the investment, it's not tax-free. You have to pay taxes in that case. But if you leave your principal at work and leave your principal invested in the opportunity, those cash out refinances every 3 to 5 years are tax-free payouts. The reason they're tax-free is because you're not exiting the investment. You're not selling the investment. It's not cash flow. It's debt. The IRS does not tax debt. Now, it's a safe amount of debt. The bank's not going to give us more debt than the property can afford based on its cash flow. It's not personally guaranteed by our investors. Seth and I will sign for the debt so our investors don't have to. And the debt will be paid down for years to come by our tenants as the property is professionally managed. So that safe amount of good debt allows us to do a lump sum liquidity event, a lump sum cash payout to our investors every 3 to 5 years as we force value into the property by increasing the rent roll, lowering our expenses, and creating a higher net operating income for the property, therefore creating a higher value. So we force value into the property year over year. We harvest that value growth every 3 to 5 years, and that allows our investors to have a nice big liquidity event, about 50% return on investment every 3 to 5 years is our target. And in this case, of course, we achieve that much faster. So therefore, the return on investment was much better. In this case, a 50% return on investment in 2 years equals roughly a 24% annualized cash on cash return. Our initial target was a 12% annualized cash on cash return. So we achieved 2 times our initial target on this property here. You can see our subway tile there to the left, nice kind of clean looking bathrooms. That's normally how we renovate these types of properties. Okay, let's move on to our next property here. Yeah, if you have any questions as we go along, please type them in the chat or the Q&A there. Okay, 196 9th Street, Passaic, New Jersey. By the way, I see more people jumping on here. Always good to see as well. So this property, really beautiful little building here, Passaic, New Jersey, nice city just outside of Patterson there. This is, again, a smaller building, but a great example of really overperforming on these assets. And we purchased this for $450,000 in 2019. A 6-unit in Passaic, New Jersey. Boy, I wish I could get that today, huh? Whew, those deals are gone. Renovated and leased it for top dollar. Did it pretty quickly, did it in about 3 years. Refinanced in 2022, appraising for $730,000. So we bought it for $450,000. We put about, I want to say about $75,000 or so into this property. Yeah, $65,000, $75,000. And it refinanced 3 years later for $730,000. So just a phenomenal return on investment, phenomenal investment here. We did a cash out refinance. We paid our paid back our investors 50% of their initial investment in 3 years. At the refinance, that does not dilute your ownership. It did not dilute the investor's ownership. They still have full ownership in the investment because they did not take back their principal. They just took back a big cash payout on the refinance. So say on a $100,000 investment, you'd expect $50,000 back at this refinance. That'd be in 3 years. The property continues to produce cash flow, albeit a small amount per month, but a little cash flow. And the investors achieved returns 40% greater than initially targeted on this property here in Passaic, New Jersey. So again, we overperformed here by about 40% better than initially targeted. And a couple reasons these last few buildings did so well. First of all, we have a good infrastructure. We have a good management company. We have in-house property management. That's very different than trying to manage a third-party property management company and being at the mercy of that third-party property management company. As we own this property management company, we have much tighter control over what the people are doing, what the processes are. Of course, we've structured this entire management company from the ground up, and it's designed, it's staffed and structured just to take mismanaged apartment buildings in New Jersey, renovate them, reposition them, and refinance over time So it's structured to do that. Most management companies I found don't want to do all the heavy lifting required to reposition apartment buildings. They just want to call a plumber when a pipe leaks and collect the rent when it's due, which is an important part of property management. But when you buy a mismanaged building with uncooperative tenants, renovations required inside and outside, common areas, improved management, figuring out ways to lower your expenses and keep your budget down, there's a lot of moving pieces to repositioning a mismanaged apartment building. And most regular old management companies don't want to deal with all the heavy lifting of doing this. They might take on the stabilized asset once it's fully leased up for top dollar. That's an easy management. The hard part of management is taking a mismanaged building, making it a performing asset, and then harvesting that equity growth for our investors for years to come. But that's what our management company specializes in, and that's what we specialize in here at People's Capital Group. Okay, let's break into 105 Marion Street in Paterson, New Jersey. So this is a great building here, beautiful brick building. It was an old warehouse that was converted into apartments, loft-style apartments here, 25 residential condos. We purchased it in October of 2020. Rents were roughly 15% below market value at the time. Rents have grown so much since October of 2020. I mean, boy, if you had a crystal ball, like that was when real estate just started to take off, right? I remember being nervous about the real estate market then. I guess I am now, right? I guess we always are, right? But at the end of the day, real estate did so well in the next 2 years. It's phenomenal where rents have grown to on this property. So rents were roughly 15% below market value. Now, a lot of these tenants are 30 or 40% below market value because rent has grown by like 20% since we purchased the building. So buying in high demand areas, maintaining your building well, also buying the right time in the market cycle doesn't hurt either. That's how we are able to increase our rents even more aggressively on this building. I want to go back to a point I was making earlier on the reason we accomplished those returns higher than targeted. I also want to acknowledge the market was very, very good. Okay, so that was the second reason. There's two reasons. The first reason was our infrastructure and our staff and our management company. The second reason is because the wind on our sails was the market. And the market is actually still somewhat decent right now. We still have high rental demand. We still see property values staying pretty strong in commercial real estate in North Jersey. But we are realists and expect the market to slow down a little bit, although we haven't really seen that yet. But we do expect more deals to come out of the woodwork. And we are realist on our future projections. So we're very, very conservative on our future projections. And any buildings we're buying right now, we're even more conservative than we were on all these buildings in the past. Now, we're normally very conservative on our projections. That's why we normally underpromise and overdeliver. But going forward, we're even more conservative on our, at least our next 3 years in projections, just as a side note there. Anyway, renovations are on track for this property. Our tax reassessment saved us $13,000 a year. Okay, that's an important way to reposition apartment buildings. Not only do you want to increase your rent, renovate units, increase your rent, find out more ways to make income on the property through storage and parking and laundry, but also lower your expenses, right? Who's on payroll? How much is the supervisor getting? What are the fees? What are the service providers charging you to plow your driveway and cut your lawn, right? Review all these service agreements, review the taxes, the insurance. So we saved $13,000 by doing a tax reassessment. And you better bet that's right to the bottom line as straight profit, just like as if we are increasing your rent at least by $13,000. That would be a phenomenal increase in value, or $13,000 a year. Final four units are being repositioned this year. Okay. So that's going to allow us to ideally get the value of the property up to where we want it to be to do our cash out refinance. The only problem is rates are kind of high right now, so we're going to probably wait to do the refinance. We're going to continue to renovate units, lease them up for top dollar as they become vacant, renovate them as they become vacant, lease them up for top dollar, figure out more ways to make income on the property, more ways to lower our expenses, and continue to do all the things we do with our management staff to make sure the building is completely repositioned. So people say, well, what are you going to do if rates are high next year? Nothing different than what I'm doing now. We keep working with our management company to improve the value of the building. keep working with our staff and our tenants to improve the rent roll of the building, renovate units so they become vacant, lease them up for top dollar, build value into the building, increase the rent roll, make it a nicer place to live, try to lower our expenses. And in time, interest rates will come down. And in time, we'll harvest our equity growth at that time. So, you know, you don't have to fire sell the buildings, the market's bad. You don't have to refinance if the rates are high. You know, real estate, if it play the right way, it survives nicely through market cycles, you know, recession or not. What we see is when we buy real estate in high demand markets, we manage it well, we renovate units nicely and lease them for top dollar, and overall make it a nice place to live. People want to move in there. People want to pay their rent. People still need to pay rent, even if the market's down, even if there's a recession. And that's why we like apartment buildings. It's also why we like high demand North Jersey markets. We're not buying in sleepy little undesirable markets. We're buying in areas where there's so many people living and not enough housing, right? The most densely populated state in the country is New Jersey. And one of the hardest states to develop real estate in is New Jersey. So what does that mean? There's a ton of people living here, high paying jobs, making more people, right? More babies. What are we doing? We're not making enough housing. We're not making it fast enough because, well, the government doesn't allow us to build housing fast enough, right? Although our governor just signed something that allows proper permitting inspections to be done by third parties. So that's actually a move in the right direction, I was amazed to see, and may indicate more property development in New Jersey in the future. So we'll see. But for the most part, development in New Jersey is not keeping up with housing demand. Therefore, we see consistent demand in the rental space. Also, as buying a home becomes more expensive, right? Interest rates are higher, more people tend to rent. Therefore, we see the rental demand staying strong. And although we target rents not growing for at least 3 years, we also project rents not growing for 3 years. We also project inflation going down to 1% for the next 15 years on our projections. Okay. Anyway, this project is on track to refinance ahead of schedule, and it's on track to provide passive returns greater than targeted to our investors. We had about 20 investors participate in this building. Some invested our minimum of $30,000. Others came in with investments over $100,000. Okay, here's a building in Rahway, New Jersey, 190-200 West Milton Ave in Rahway, New Jersey. This is actually originally a boarding house that we were converting into an apartment building. Great play. You can buy boarding houses for generally very good prices. They're undesirable to buyers. They're undesirable to banks. So we're converting this into an apartment building. It's going very well. The last owner kind of started the conversion and we're kind of completing it. It was about $350,000 in renovations throughout the building. We are on budget and on schedule. We purchased this in December of 2021. Rents are about 30% below market value, right? Pretty common thing you're seeing here, pretty common strategy of rents, you know, 30, 35% below market value. That's always our goal. On the Marion Street property, rents were only 15% below market value when we bought it, but then rents went up so much, it's now 30, 40% below market value, a lot of the rents. But this building is two blocks to the train station that gets you to Manhattan in about 45 minutes. Downtown Rahway is kind of having a renaissance these days. It's been having a renaissance for many years. We do see a lot of potential in Rahway, New Jersey. If you haven't checked out that market, I think it's a market worth checking out. Renovations ahead of schedule. All right, on budget and on schedule. We're leasing units for about 15% greater than initial targets. So we underestimated the amount we would lease these units for once they're renovated. We're leasing them for more than we targeted. And the property growth is ahead of schedule. Again, we are very conservative with our property growth assumptions. We were conservative with our inflation rates, right? We were conservative with our rental growth rate. So because we were conservative with these projections, we are ahead of target, ahead of schedule. We're on track to refinance ahead of schedule. But again, with rates being where they are, we're going to wait to refinance until they come down. We're going to continue to renovate the units, lease them up for top dollar, force value into the building, and we'll harvest that equity growth in the near future once rates come down. We're on track to provide passive returns greater than targeted on this property. Here you could see how nasty the bathrooms were when we first bought this and how nice we've made them now. Over here you can see the kitchen, pretty standard kitchen, white shaker cabinets, stainless steel appliances, that kind of fake hardwood floor, you know, the floating hardwood they call it, right? That lasts 10 years. Subway tile in the bathroom, black and white type of look, very metropolitan New York City type of look to our units. And that's what we go for. That's what we specialize in. We don't change it up very much for the units. We use similar finishings, similar paint colors, and that allows us to kind of streamline our renovations as well. Okay, let's break into the most recent building we acquired here, 863 Avenue C in Bayonne, New Jersey. Again, my friends, I see more people jumping on. If you have any questions as we go along, please put them in the chat or the Q&A. I'll answer all questions at the end here. This is, by the way, a live presentation about apartment buildings we're currently repositioning in New Jersey. So here's our most recent acquisition, purchased in February of 2023. Renovations are already complete for one of the units, and it's looking like it's going to lease for exactly what we targeted. Three units are under renovation right now. Those should be ready in just one in a few days, another one May 1st, and another one May 15th. So we'll have three units hitting the market in the next 30 days or so. We have over 30 participating investors in this building. And interesting opportunity where we're actually kind of left the fund open for a few more weeks than we usually do. Kind of held out some of our bigger investors to allow room for some smaller investors. So I'll touch on some more details on that in a minute. But for this building, units are leasing as targeted. So we're right on point with what we thought they would be leasing for. We assume rent stops growing for 3 years. We assume inflation goes to 1% for the next 15 years. Rents are 35% below market value right now in this building. When we look at a building like this, I want to also explain here how we come up with our rental value. So building like this, we look at what renovated units in this building are already renting for. So that's a good way to figure out what our renovated units in this building are going to rent for. Now, we do plan on making the building overall a nicer place to live, the common area and everything like that, storage in the basement and so on. So maybe we'll get a little more than that. And in time, rents tend to grow. But we assume we're going to get the same exact rental amount the past landlord was getting for renovated units. Even if we do our job better or do the renovation better, which we plan on doing, we don't target a higher rent amount than the last landlord's getting for renovated units, because that would be creating kind of a pie in the sky strategy there. We want to be based in actuals. We want to be based in reality. So if renovated one-bedroom units are renting for $1,750 in this building, then we're going to assume our renovated one-bedroom units are going to rent for $1,750 in this building. Oh, sure, we're going to do a better job marketing it and managing it, and we're going to do better finishings, and we're going to improve the common area, and all these things should attract a better tenant, maybe a little bit more, but we're going to be conservative and assume we're going to get what the old landlord was already getting. That allows us to, again, under promise and over deliver. Okay, so it's a great location here, three blocks to the water, 10-minute walk to a light rail station that gets you into Manhattan about 30 minutes. They're building a ferry in Bayonne to bring you from Bayonne to Manhattan in about 20 minutes. We're not really basing much on that, but that's just a nice thing to know. Property's been family owned for 40 years. It's really in good condition. It's well-maintained physically. It's just outdated and they really haven't raised the rents for the last 5 years or so. So rents are pretty far below market value, but a perfect project for us. Not a whole lot of complicated renovations. Rents are way below market value, great location, good condition overall with the building, really a decent building overall in decent condition, just needs updating throughout. So these are the types of buildings we love. You can see the pictures here at the bottom. It's really a beautiful building. There's the lobby. There's one of the kitchens, one of the dining room, hallway areas. So really beautiful units, just need some basic renovations, upgrading throughout. And that's going to allow us to increase the rent on it and complete a cash out refinance on this project. Now, this project is ahead of schedule and on budget. Although we just bought it 2 months ago, we are already ahead of schedule and on budget. But here's one thing we did with this that was kind of unique. Normally, when we close on a property, we wrap up the fund right around the time we're closing on the property. In this case, we left the fund open a little bit longer to allow more smaller investors to participate in the fund. Normally, we have some bigger investors that kind of finish off the final 20% of the fund. In this case, we're kind of pushing off those bigger investors and we're making room for smaller investors. Now, we have actually more investors than we have spots in the deal, but we want to only select qualified investors, meaning they're accredited or sophisticated investors, which I'll define in a few moments, have the minimum investment amount of $30,000, don't live on the returns, and they're able to make the investment decision quickly and complete the investment very soon. Those types of investors, qualified, ready to go, educated, we're going to select about three of them and allow them to invest in this deal to close out the fund in the next week. Okay. So if you want to learn more about qualifying to invest with People's Capital Group, if you want to review this opportunity, we need to schedule our discovery call to get that going so that you're qualified. You can take a look at this offering. You can have the time to digest it and decide if it's a fit for your investment goals. Okay. However, this is a very limited window of opportunity here. So if you don't make that window, it's still important to follow us, get qualified to review our investment opportunities. That all starts with a discovery call, which I'll talk about in a few moments here. But let's break into why People's Capital Group, why over 100 people have invested with us through the years. Well, we've helped over 100 people successfully invest since 2013 in real estate. We are New Jersey based, and a lot of New Jersey people like investing around where they live. They know these cities, Bayonne, Passaic, Patterson, Newark, Rahway. They recognize these cities. They know where they are. They've grown up around them. They want to help make a little difference in these inner city areas by investing in mismanaged buildings and making them nice places to live that are tenant friendly and therefore improving the neighborhood, improving the cities brick by brick. So we bring a passive solution to people for investing in real estate. And not just real estate, local real estate to a lot of local investors, but we also work with people throughout the entire country as well. But it's a completely passive solution with monthly updates, quarterly financials, annual K-1 tax returns, quarterly ACH payments right to your account based on cash flow, and large lump sums upon the refinance. So people like us, of course, for also our highest values, integrity, confidence, peace of mind, over 300 transactions completed, 100 satisfied plus investors there, and local investment opportunities with an in-house property management company, a nice professional investor dashboard where you can log on to your investor dashboard, see your updates, your financials, how your projects are doing, and learn more about upcoming opportunities and past performance there as well. So we try to make it a very professional experience, a very nice experience investing with People's Capital Group, but of course, completely passive as well, where all you have to do is, well, really nothing. You don't have to read the monthly updates. You could if you want. You should forward your K-1 tax return to your CPA at the end of the year. That's about it. With ACH payments, you don't even have to cash the checks. You can just have a bank account and that's it. So People's Capital Group, we make it very easy to get invested with us, but there is a qualification process and you do have to be qualified. And even if you're qualified, it doesn't mean we have a spot for you. That's where a lot of confusion comes in. It's like, oh, I got qualified. I have the money. I'm ready to go. I talked to Aaron. Wait a minute. The spot's filled up. What do you mean? I say, yeah. I mean, we only have limited spots. And the hardest part is finding a good deal in New Jersey. So if you do want to invest with People's Capital Group, you got to get on that qualified investor list. We got to have our discovery call and make sure you're at least able to review the investment opportunity and make an educated decision. So the process is first, we determine your real estate investment goals, okay? Normally you contact us to share your goals and apply and see what type of investments we have. We also, there's a qualification process. So the first part is a discovery call, okay? We structure that, set up that discovery call. Usually it's about a 15 to 30 minute call. We'll talk about your investment goals and determine if what we do here is a fit for your investment goals. If it is, then I can have you fill out the qualification form to get into our investor dashboard after our discovery call. And once you're in our investor dashboard as a qualified investor, you can review the investment opportunity and complete the investment and then start getting cash flow payments to your account. So that's the process here, People's Capital Group, but it all starts with a discovery call where we get to know each other and talk about your investment goals. Here's some testimonials from past investors. Robert, 8-time investor. I've invested numerous times in People's Capital Group over the last 6 years and happy with my investments. Here's Rita, 3-time investor. Very satisfied with my investments at PCG. I've been able to sell my rental property and no longer be a landlord, yet I'm still making money in real estate thanks to PCG. Here's Chris S., 6-time investor. I've been investing with People's Capital Group for nearly 5 years now and could not be happier with the process and the returns on my investment. Aaron and Seth and their team have been great to work with. They are like clockwork in their updates, communications, payments, a great company. Here's Frank B., 4-time investor. My investments have been on mark, and I like not having to manage the properties. There you go. Tim C., 6-time investor. I continue to grow my investing relationships with Seth and Aaron. They have a great history of buying properties at a good price and offering me value. Here's Gary, 7-time investor. My confidence in Seth and Aaron has been rewarded with professionalism and wise investments since I started investing with them in 2014. So again, the first step to getting started with us is scheduling your investor call here, your discovery call. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put this in the chat, and that's going to allow you to actually schedule this call with me right here through this link. So go ahead, click that link. I just put it in the chat. And again, we do not actually have enough spots for all of our qualified investors on this current offering. But what I'm working on right now is selecting about 3 qualified investors to participate in this. What I want to do is make sure those investors are new to People's Capital Group so we start building new relationships. My goal this year is to help 100 people invest in real estate. 100 new people, new to People's Capital Group, invest in real estate. That's my goal this year. So if you want to learn more about how you can actually participate in this opportunity, you got to click that link in the chat there that allow you to schedule a call with me, Aaron Fragnito. Do that right here. That brings you to our Calendly, and you can select a time that works for your schedule here. Okay. But that's the first step in getting qualified. Once we schedule that call, we can talk about your investment goals, determine if they're a fit for our opportunities here. And if so, we could talk to you about what we have available. If not, you'll learn more about real estate investing in general. So go ahead and click that link, that schedule that call. Let's get to know each other. Let's start building our wealth together. I'm going to answer some of the questions here. Sephora said, so if there's 3 spots left, how did we close? Good question, Sephora. So here's how it works. So the fund raised enough capital to close on the real estate, right? So we have different things we're raising capital for. We have the down payment, the closing costs, we have operating reserves. So all those things are in place. We also have a construction escrow. So what we did was we raised about half the construction escrow, and we have a big investor that can bring in the other half of the construction escrow. Instead of bringing in that big investor for the other half of the construction escrow, we decided to start working with new investors and have those spots filled by new investors. Okay, those spots are getting filled up pretty quickly. Like I said, we have more investors than we do spots. By next week, I'm going to be selecting the final 3 investors, filling those spots. And I want them to be new investors to our fund. But of course, we had all the capital for the down payment, the closing costs, the operating reserves, all that was there, plus about $150,000 of renovation funds as well. So that allows us to close and start renovations, no problem. We know we have our big investor there on the rest of the renovation funds to close out the fund. But again, we like the idea of working with 100 new investors this year. And the only way we're going to get there is if we have places for you to put your capital. So we left these places open, and that allows new investors to get started. But Sephora, you're absolutely right. We need to close out this fund at some point or another and just wrap it all up. So that's where we're at right now. Next week, we're going to select the final 3 investors or so that are going to be participating in this fund, and we'll close out the fund at that point. This doesn't affect any current investors in the fund. This doesn't affect anyone who's already invested in the deal, just to clarify. All right. So hopefully that answers Zipporah's question there. Let's see. I don't think we have any other questions. Let's see here. Okay. All right. Excellent. So I don't think we have any other questions here. So that about does it for me tonight. I'm Aaron Fragnito. Thanks for jumping on. That link to set up that discovery call is in the chat. So go ahead, click that link. Let's schedule our discovery call. I'll talk to you about more of how we help people invest in real estate here, People's Capital Group, other opportunities we may have coming up on the horizon if these spots are all filled up. And we could talk about the offering in Bayonne, New Jersey as well that we just closed on. So if you have any other questions, go ahead and click that link. Let's schedule that call. Let's get to know each other. Even if you're already invested in People's Capital Group and you have more questions about what we talked about tonight or the properties you're already invested in, feel free to schedule that call as a portal as well. We can always chat there. So the link is for anyone, existing investors and new investors, people that want to just connect with us and get their questions answered. Thanks a lot for jumping on tonight. It's nice to see a great turnout here. We'll make a podcast out of this in a few weeks. So if you want a recording of it, it'll be emailed to you in 24 hours. So we'll also have a podcast out of this in a few weeks. Oh, by the way, networking event is on Tuesday night at the Jersey Cyclone Brewery in Somerset, New Jersey. So I'm going to actually put that link here for everyone to also click on. And that'll allow you to book a ticket to our event here coming up in Somerville. So we do our monthly networking events in Somerville, New Jersey. And this is going on next week. I'm going to put that in the chat here to everyone. That will allow you to get a ticket to our event coming up on Tuesday of next week from 6 to 9 in Somerset, New Jersey, the Jersey Cyclone Brewery. That's a chance for you to meet like-minded investors, learn about how bank closures are affecting real estate, and enjoy a nice drink and some food with service providers and investors in and out of real estate, active investors, passive investors, realtors, and so on. So that's our networking event on the third Tuesday of the month, Somerset, New Jersey. That's the link in the chat right there. And then, of course, you have the link to schedule a call with me, Aaron Fragnito, talk more about your investment goals. Okay, that looks like all of our questions here for tonight. So that's it from me. Enjoy your evening.